The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Are you interested in strength training but aren't sure how or where to start? Strength training is shown to increase bone density, deter scarpopenia, muscle loss. Well, it's a pleasure to be joined in studio by wellness coach and personal trainer John Belton, who has a personal training studio called Number 17 in Hatch Street here in central Dublin. So, first of all, what is strength training? Is it Pilates? Is it just lifting dumbbells? What is it?
Thank you for having me on. So firstly, strength training is any form of resistance training that uses either your own body weight or external objects to increase the resistance placed on our body. Strength training and resistance training has blown up over the last number of years in popularity. It used to be something that people thought was just for the younger generations that wanted to look good on the beach. But the reality is, and what I've seen over the last 20 years, is that has evolved to people of all decades realizing the benefits and the power of incorporating some level of resistance and strength training into their lives.
But if you join a gym, or if you stay in a hotel and they have a kind of pool and gym, you do the treadmill, you do different types of... Is strength training different to a treadmill?
Correct. So strength training generally, what you're doing on a treadmill or a bike or anything like that would be viewed as aerobic in nature because you're using your aerobic system. So you're using your heart and lungs effectively to, you know, improve how they function, which will burn calories and help you lose body fat. But when we strength train, we are stimulating adaptation and change on a musculoskeletal level, meaning that we're causing the bone and the muscle tissue to adapt and change. Now, we manipulate that change through the repetitions that we use, the movements that we use, the duration of the exercise, and the rate of stress, the rate of perceived exertion that we're placing on the body.
So what parts of the body, like if you're trying to get your tummy down and lose a bit of weight, I understand that, the heavy exercise stuff, like for the strength training, is it your biceps? Is it your legs? Is it your core muscles around your backbone?
So what the answer is yes to all of that. Okay. Because when we have a structured strength training program, and that's the key piece of that, is a structured strength training program, we'll look at how we can challenge the body in a manner that incorporates as much muscle tissue as possible. Because the more muscle tissue we're utilising and using, we can train every single muscle in our body with a kettlebell or with some dumbbells or with some more complex machines. And when we train, we want to try and stimulate change and adaptation and growth and strength. So we want to use multiple joint movements generally to get the most bang for our buck. Now, when we do this, to kind of come back on your point about the belly fat and getting fitter.
And losing calories, burning calories.
Well, exactly. Muscle is a fantastic thing to have in our body because the word you use there, sarcopenia, which is muscle loss.
Yeah, what is that?
And what we see as we age from our 30s onwards is that we start to lose muscle tissue. So people come to me and they start out in their 40s perhaps on a strength program. And one of the concerns they have is that they're going to get too bulky and too big, which... In reality, their concern should be the fact that they are actually losing 3 to 8% of that muscle tissue per decade. We're losing muscle tissue. It's extremely...
So I'm 65 now.
I know, yes.
So I'm Banjaxed, is that it?
Absolutely not.
No, so what can be done for me?
The beauty of starting strength training in your 50s, 60s and even 70s is that no matter when you
I'll
start, you will make
70s,
progress.
Carry, so, what, like, I, you, like Deirdre does these Pilates thing, but is that just?
It's a fantastic place. If you were to ask,
do you
me
do
what
it
the,
to music or what?
Do you, you can do. In my opinion, the perfect format is to get 3 strength sessions in and 2 Pilates and or even 2 yoga sessions in per week. Pilates is
per
very
week?
Complimentary. Yes, we need to
they
exercise.
They cost a fortune, John.
Well, I you mean, can like, do this online.
Once a week is the max. but you can do them at home, can't you?
You can do this online, and the cost of not doing it for me far outweighs the cost of turning up there and doing it. Because if what we see is this degeneration of and if we don't utilise strength training and don't incorporate it into our lives, we do find our quality of life, our lifespan and our health span deteriorates dramatically. We increase our risk of
bone density.
Well,
I thought if you drank milk, your bone density would be
all
right.
Of course, unfortunately, marketing is a great tool for stimulating us and telling us what we want to hear. But the reality is there is no, there's nothing that won't make up for putting in the graft and putting in some hard work with your training.
Now, John, this caught my eye. Strength training helps to balance out natural sex hormones and balances cortisone stress hormones.
Of course.
So you'll have a better sex life and be less stressful.
100%. Yeah, you got to look after it. So there's a number of factors at play for us to help in when we exercise. What happens is there's a neuroendocrine response, meaning that our central nervous system and our hormonal system get stimulated to cause all of this change in our body. So things like testosterone and growth hormone get produced and get the volume gets increased when we correctly strength train as well. So that will in turn transfer into better quality of life in other areas as well.
Does Pilates target different muscles than weights, or should you do both?
You should do both, but it does target different muscles. They both are very complementary to each other. Pilates will target more deeper lying core tissue that would be involved in everything from pelvic floor management right through to postural related issues and actual waist tightening stuff as well.
And in terms of weightlifting, like, what's appropriate? Like, you know, you see these Olympic ones, they're lifting 14 stone. Like, would 10 kilos be good?
That question depends on the individual. There's something called progressive overload and strength training, which is the concept of adding as very small increments on a regular basis to your training. And that linear progression of training is what everyone should be striving for. So if that means you start out lifting 1 kilo, that's perfect. And this is where most people get lost, is that they go, oh, sure, I can only lift 1 kilo, I'll stop. But if you can lift 1 kilo and you stimulate your body to get stronger and you give it the right nourishment and recovery, the following, you know, month, you're going to be lifting 2 kilos, and eventually your goal over time. Remember, if we were to add 1 kilo to our squat every week, that would be 50 kilos in a year and 100 kilos in 2 years, which seems huge. But I have clients in their 60s who are back squatting heavy weights and lifting it and find it very empowering and see that it translates into loads of things, from lifting grandkids to improved sex life and feeling better about themselves.
So you're a personal trainer. Typically speaking, from someone who's starting from scratch, who's led a very sedentary life and is unfit, but not completely out of shape, not obese or that, like, how long would the program have to be?
In duration of time?
Yeah, exactly. Like, is it 3 months, 3 weeks? Because you know everyone gives up their gym membership.
It's the next 40 years.
After the third week of January.
It's the next 40 years. This is it. If we think of a before and an after, and our association with what exercise in the gym is needs to change, because people think beginning and an end, diet culture, before and after, beat yourself up. People come in and do a workout and go out the door feeling better than they came in. Why would that not be something that you would continue so that you add quality years to the rest of your life?
Jim and Bray asked, does front crawl swimming cause strength training?
So front crawl swimming is fantastic for helping develop the pectorals, the deltoids and the lats. So yes, it will help tone muscle and it will help increase muscle mass in those areas. And you are also in an aerobic state there. So there's multiple benefits to swimming as well.
Another person asked John, how do you strengthen neck muscles?
Well, I would imagine this is someone who has neck issues, either postural or general pain. If that's the case, you need to mobilize, you need to lengthen before you strengthen. So I would go and get an appointment with a physiotherapist to understand what your individual issues may be, and then just start getting stronger, because all tissue in our body gets stronger together. In the same way that bone density improves once we start exercising, once we start creating stress on our body in a healthy manner, both the muscle and the bone tissue improves and gets stronger, preventing osteoporosis and other issues like that as well.
What is DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness?
So DOMS is what occurs. It's what stops people exercising a lot. And what happens is when we create stress on a muscle, something called myofilament tears appear, which is very micro little tears which appear in the outer layer of the muscle. Like if you stretch an elastic band really hard, tiny little tears appear. And that is what initiates the recovery phase and the healing and recovery from exercise, and our body grows and heals itself stronger. But unfortunately, when we start into exercise, very little exercise will stimulate that, and it'll in turn lead to that aching pain in the muscle. But that's not something that you contend with for your whole life. Once you get over that at the start, it's something that you only very rarely visit.
There you have it, the benefits of strength training, what's involved. My thanks to wellness coach and personal trainer John Belton.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.